Tell us about the parades and everything you used to have for the film festival.
Oh, that was another ordeal, another event to organise. We used to have filmmakers in from young filmmakers in from England and everywhere, from Yugoslavia and Denmark and America.
They actually used to travel.
They used to come, yeah.
Go away.
And we used to organise a parade like St. Patrick's Day parade. I have it on video actually, the whole parade. I have, and they'd walk in the parade. We had the civil defence, and we had all the majorettes, and we had, who else had we? The Cock Rose. We had Ronnie Drew. We used to have them all. And what's Colonel, what's his name? McLinden, is it? I can't think of his name now. He was the fellow that used to fix up the parade for me. McLennan, and he from Wellington Road.
Glendon.
Yeah, Major Glendon, is it?
He was a lieutenant colonel.
But he used to organise the...
George Glendon, yeah.
He was very nice. And he used to organise the thing. And we used to have St. Finbar's Pipe Band, and we used to have all the bands, the Carrigaline, Ring of Skiddy, Young People's Band. We used to have all them. But it was great.
But why did it die off a bit then? Okay, the festival is still running, I know that.
It's
still fairly strong because I was at it, I saw the turnout. But like, you wouldn't have that parade now today.
It would be another event to organise, and there wouldn't be enough people on the ground to do it.
Right.
And we used to hold the films and the cameo and that in years as well. And the place used to be packed. And I always have the people from the Irish Film Board down, Michael Algar and all of them, and RT came down, and they came down for to take a few minutes of the festival, and they stayed for 4 days and filmed it all. We used to have a whole heap of things to do. I don't know how we did them, but we did.
Yeah, so of course, again, like just getting people to do it now today.
But it's all on a voluntary basis, the whole lot of it. I mean, there's none of it. There's no pay. It's all voluntary.
Yes, and I suppose it's hard to keep people then, is it?
No, the people we have are so involved that they love it so much. And when I see films, there'd be someone out there in somewhere foreign, and they'd have a camera or somewhere, and that they'd get an event to film that the professionals wouldn't be there, and they'd have open it amateur video. And that annoys me because it isn't shoddy because I says the word amateur mean for the love of doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true, yeah, because the way they put it, give the wrong name.
Yeah, that's only a second hand kind of a thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I says to the person behind the camera. Actually, to the person behind the camera then, and the person thinking is the person that makes the film, not the camera.